भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य
नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य
नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य
नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य
न चायुक्तस्य भावना
न चायुक्तस्य भावना
न चायुक्तस्य भावना
न चायुक्तस्य भावना
न चाभावतया शान्ति न चाभावयतः शान्ति अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य न चायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभावयत शान्ति अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम्।
Anyone wants to try?
Nasti buddhi ayuktasya.
Nasti buddhi ayuktasya.
Chayuktasya bhavana.
Nachayuktasya bhavana.
Nacha bhava yatha santi.
Nacha bhavataya shanti.
Santasya kuta sukham.
Ashantasya kuta sukham.
Nasti buddhi ayuktasya.
Nasti buddhi ayuktasya.
नचायुक्तस्य भावना
नचाभावयता शान्ति
अशान्तस्य
कुतः सुखम् नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य नचायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभावयत शान्ति अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् नास्ति बुद्धिरयुक्तस्य न चायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभावयत शान्ति अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् न अस्ति
there cannot be
बुद्धिः
transcendental
intelligence
अयुक्तस्य
of one who is not connected
with Krishna consciousness
न not
च
n अयुक्तस्य
of
one devoid of Krishna consciousness
भावना
fixed mind
in happiness
न not
च
n
And
abhavayataha
of one who is not fixed
shantihi peace ashantasya
of
the unpeaceful
kutaha
where is
sukham
happiness
happiness
translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki please repeat one who is not connected
with the Supreme
in Krishna consciousness
can have neither
transcendental intelligence
nor
a steady mind
without which
there is no possibility of peace and how can there be
any happiness
without peace purport
unless
one is in Krishna consciousness there is no possibility of peace So it is confirmed in the 5th chapter, 529, that when one understands that Krishna is the only enjoyer of all the good results of sacrifice and penance, that he is the proprietor of all universal manifestations, and that he is the real friend of all living entities, then only can one have real peace. Therefore, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal, And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. Therefore, one who is engaged without a relationship with Krishna is certainly always in distress and is without peace, however much he may make a show of peace and spiritual advancement in life. Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki
Om
Ajnana Timirandasya Nayamajana Shlake Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasru Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnu Sadhikam Yena Dutu Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagaratam Sahagana Munatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Sadan Sahagana Vinta Sri Vishakam Vitam Sajivam
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gora Ange Radhe Vrindavan Vrishabhanu Sute Namami Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Vishesha Vancha Kalpatru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitana Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare It is very hard to talk about happiness and peace when someone you love has left the world. It is very easy for us to preach, but it is very difficult to practice. That is the truth. Especially when someone is mother, then it becomes extra difficult. In pages of Shastras, it is stated that if we can live with anyone or without anyone, but it is very difficult to live without mother. Krishna has designated a special position of mother in the hearts of all living entities. Even in my house, by practical experience, father may be president of the house, but mother is finance minister, she's defense minister, and if I need something, I think 90% of us will agree that father is a figure I would think twice to approach. But mother is the loving figure that I would turn to behind doors, you know, when I need to get something from father. That is the loving nature of mother that nobody can replace. Nobody can replace. And it is important for us to remember our mother that way. Because obedience to elders, particularly our parents, is the hallmark of our Vedic culture. It really is. And if you obey your father and obey your mother very nicely, then all good fortune will come to you. This morning we were at Soho Street Temple, and there was this nice verse. And it's this story of Lord Parashuram, whose reincarnation of the Lord is very nice. Parashuram's father and mother were Jamadagni and Renuka. One day Renuka Mata was coming back from getting water from the lake, when she happened to see a very wonderful looking being, Gandharva, passing by. So she just remarked to herself, what a wonderful looking being he was. When she came back, Jamadagni, her husband, became quite angry with her. Because he said, how can you look at someone and say he is better looking? So he got upset. Now Parashuram was one of four brothers. So at that time Parashuram was actually cutting wood in the forest. Only three of his brothers were there. So father called the three sons and said, sons, listen to me now. I am your father, I am your elder. Will you obey what I say? And they said, yes, father, we will obey you because you are like spiritual master to us. Very good. I want you to chop the head of your mother off immediately. So the three brothers thought, this is very unusual. We would like to obey you, father, but this is our mother. How can we do this? And immediately Jamadagni got very angry and he cursed them to become stone. So all three of them became stone. Then Lord Parashuram came back from the forest and he saw this unhappy state of situation. Father was looking very angry, mother was looking very sad, and three brothers were turned to stone. So then immediately he said, father, command me, what shall I do? Is there something you want me to satisfy you with and obey you? And Jamadagni said, Parashuram, you do one thing now. Your mother has displeased me. Now I want you to chop her head off without hesitation. Parashuram did not even blink an eye, Shastras tell us, and he chopped off the head of his mother immediately. And the moment he did that, immediately Jamadagni became very pleased with him. And he said, Parashuram, I'm very pleased with you because you have obeyed me. Now ask from me two boons and I will give it to you. And Parashuram said, first, bring my mother back to life because there's nothing wrong with her. And second, bring my brothers back to life because there is nothing wrong with them. And Jamadagni said then, I'm very pleased that you have asked for such boons because you have shown the nice obedience that you have to the elders. These Puranas are not just fictional. They give us the understanding that if we obey our elders, then truly it is our personal experience that their blessings on us is as good as blessings from the Lord. Sometimes when we are in the younger age, we think that we know better than mother and father. All of us have been through at some point that age. It's normally between 13 to 19, isn't it? That's the tricky part. If father says A, you have to say B. If mother says C, you must say D. It is very hard for us to go in the same track as our parents. But if we let common sense prevail, you must never forget one thing, that this life is not permanent. Whoever is with us today, we really don't know when they will be with us. We don't even know, Prabhus and Matajis, whether we are going to be here the moment we leave this house itself. We don't know. That's why Sastras tell us, Kalakshepo na kartavya. Kalakshepo means time. Na kartavya means no one can control time. And the effect of time is shine ayuhu, shinam ayuhu, shine shine. Shine shine means the time and your life is just passing by. Sastras tell us. Every day that the sun comes up and the sun sets is a day gone by of your life. That's why whenever you ask people how old you are, nobody says, I'm 20 years young. Everyone instinctively says, I'm 20 years old. Because the truth is, our life is passing. And then the verse tells us very nicely, Yamasya karuna nasti. Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, has no karuna. Nasti. He has no mercy. He doesn't wait. You can't tell him, look, today's not a good day for me to go. You know, can you give me 2 days more extension? He's one person who will never agree to any extension of time. When the time is up, the time is up. Not a second more, not a second less. Nobody can escape this, Prabhus and Matajis. Nobody. One time there was a little bird, you know. It was on a tree when in the morning it looked down and it saw a very frightful figure smiling at him. It was Yamaraj. Now when Yamaraj, if you see Yamaraj and Yamaraj is smiling at you, Nimai, it's not a good sign. Nobody wants Yamaraj to smile at them. So what happened then? When he saw Yamaraj looking, immediately he became very upset. And he called for help from Garuda, his big cousin brother. So Garuda immediately flew and asked the bird, what can I do for you? And he said, please help me now. I just saw Yamaraj and I'm really in anxiety. So Garuda said, don't worry. I will carry you so far away from Yamaraj that he cannot touch you. So Garuda is very powerful. He got this little bird on his back and he flew to the end of the known universe on an island and he set him down on a tree branch which was at the corner of the universe. The moment he set this bird down, the bird dropped dead. And Garuda became very upset. And when Garuda looked down, he saw Yamaraj there smiling at him now. So Garuda turned to Yamaraj and said, Yamaraj, what is this? I saved this bird and brought him all the way to this end, only for him to die? And why are you smiling anyway? There's nothing funny about death, you know. And Yamaraj said, I'm smiling because I'm thinking how powerful the Lord is actually. How powerful the will of the Lord is in the form of Kaal, time. So Garuda said, I don't understand, please explain. And Yamaraj said, according to this bird's destiny, he was supposed to die at the furthest end of this universe today. When I saw him this morning, I was smiling because I was thinking, now how is Lord going to achieve this? This bird is in this part of the world. How is he going to get to that part of the universe for him to pass away? It's not possible. But then you came, Garuda, and you brought him to the end. And his destiny was fulfilled. So this point from Sastras is very important to us because it tells us when our time is coming, there is nothing we can do. But there is something we can do as devotees that all of you have done. You know, Chandrakant Prabhu, I last saw him 8 years ago. And it's been 8 years since I came to London. And I know from Swayam Jyoti Prabhu and all other devotees that his family are really family of devotees. And I know and I've come to understand that Mataji was a great devotee. That no matter how difficult the physical ailments were, she never lost sight of the Lord. It is very easy for us when we are in difficulty to forget Krishna. But the real challenge is when we are in difficulty, whether we are trying somehow or another to take darshan of Krishna. That is true test of devotee. And when a person is doing that, externally he or she may appear to look like they are suffering. But this verse confirms that those who are connected to Krishna in this manner, they alone have real peace in their hearts. They may appear externally to be old. They may appear to be suffering from some sickness. But the truth is, Krishna is so transcendental that in their hearts, they will be at peace. So what is then the value of us who are remaining alive now? How should we justify and glorify those who have left us? Bhagavatam tells us, Prabhus and Matajis, the best way to remember a person or a loved one who has left is to become the best devotee we can be. And to always remember that our life is temporary. And our elders are showing us the way by practicing Krishna consciousness, by remembering Krishna. It is not that Krishna consciousness is just coming like that. It is a lifelong process. I cannot ask you overnight to think of Krishna if for many years you have not been thinking of Krishna. It's just like your homework. You know, if you study last minute as compared to studying very practically and systematically, I think you'll do better. Unfortunately, we are all last minute workers, me included. But you cannot don't keep up to the end to connect to Krishna. Because by then it may be too late. Yamasya karuna nasti. Yamaraj won't wait for you. He won't wait. This is the point we must remember. So while we are alive, we should remember this story from Bhagavatam. That tells us what we should do when a loved one or a devotee has passed on. There was a family of birds in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Uddhava is giving this story of one of the gurus. And this nice story is given to make us understand our position in life. There was this group of birds, you know, father bird, mother bird, and two baby birds. They were very happy. Life was very nice for them. And one day, father and mother had to go to get some food for the babies. Hunter comes along. And the hunter sees birds in the nest, small ones, no mother and father around. So he shoots an arrow and the nest drops to the ground. And as the mother and father bird are coming back in front of their eyes, he kills the baby birds. Imagine the pain of a mother and father to see their children being killed that way. So the mother bird instinctively ran to stop the hunter. And she lamented and lamented and cried, "Now you are gone, my dear babies. What to do? What to do?" And as she was lamenting, she did not realize that the hunter's arrow was aimed now at her. She was the next target. And she also died. Then the father bird could not take it because he felt everything is lost. And in the midst of lamenting and lamenting and lamenting, what happened? He did not realize that he was now the next target for the hunter. And his time was up also. Bhagavatam gives us this point to make us understand that if we really want to attain peace, and if we really want to be the best children we can be to those whom have left us, then the best way to be is to be a devotee. Devotee means that we should know that our turn may be any time. Maharaj always says, the best way to remember Krishna is to visualize your own passing. In the morning, if you wake up and say, "Today I don't want to be connected to Krishna, tomorrow maybe is better." But if you think that, Yamasya karuna nasti, Yamaraj may be waiting for me, why waste today? Exactly what Atma Prasad said, don't waste time. Wasted time is the worst. Wealth can go, Prabhu said, Matajis. Money will come, money will go. There's a nice saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. You think about it, huh? Just reflect on it. The source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that income you earn, but he maintains you actually. All the money in the world is not going to keep your heart beating. It is Krishna who keeps your heart beating. We can't even control the beating of our heart. We cannot control our diabetes. We can't control our blood pressure. We can't control our food intake. We can't tell our heart now to slow down now to 40 beats per minute. Can't do anything. Yet, by earning and bringing money back, we think, I'm maintaining everything. So who is maintaining who? Krishna is maintaining us. So if we are connected to Krishna, how nice it will be. Then only real peace is coming. But how to be connected to Krishna in this life, now? There are two ways, very practical ways for us to become connected to Krishna. If we remember these two ways, we'll always be peaceful. No matter how difficult the situation is, we will never forget Krishna. The first way Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita tells us is to remember that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to us. Someone may be our mother, but she is actually belonging to Krishna. Finally, it is up to Krishna when Krishna wants her or when Krishna wants him. It is not up to us. That we should remember. And whatever we have in our hands, we should remember that they don't belong to us. Because nothing we take with us in the end. Nothing. You know, there was a king who had four wives. And his first wife, he treated very nicely. He gave her everything. Second wife was the most beautiful of the four. And he made sure that this wife he took everywhere to show off to all the other kings. See, I've got the most beautiful wife. That means I must be a man of fine taste. The third wife was his confidant. She was there for him when he was in difficulty, someone to help him out. The fourth wife actually was the best, but she was most neglected. She was actually the one behind the scenes always wishing him well, always taking care of him when he was in difficulty. But he did not look to her too much, because he was too enamored by the other three wives. The day came when the king was on his deathbed, and he was going to die. So he thought, why must I die alone? Let me take at least one wife. This is the benefit of having four wives. At least one may follow me, you know. Three may deny, but one may follow. So he turned to first wife. And he said, wife, I've taken good care of you, given you everything that you need. Now I'm going, you please come with me. Wife said, I can't come. I have to take care of our children, your wealth, everything I have to take care. So you go now. I'm sorry, but it's time for you to go. So he felt very sad. So he said, never mind. At least I have three more. There's hope. Second wife, wife, you are very beautiful. I've given you the best. You come with me now. And second wife hurt him very much by saying, no, why should I come with you? Look at you, you're old, you're going to die. Look at me, I'm still very beautiful. When you go, I'll just get married to some other king and he can take me around. So king was very sad. Then third wife was there and he said, never mind, wife, you are good. You have always been my good friend. You come with me. And she said, how can I go? I have so many other obligations to continue. Your time is up, O Lord, you go. And then before he could say anything, the fourth wife turned to him and said, I will accompany you. In Shastras, this story is very nice because it tells us that the four wives represent very important things in our life as we live now. The first wife is our body. This body we take good care of. We put perfume, we put nice makeup, we make sure we are presentable. But when we are going to go, this body cannot come with us. However much we try, it won't come. It will go. It will either be cremated or it will go to the dust to dust, ashes to ashes. It can't come with us. The second body is actually all our wealth. We always want to show what we have. What we don't have, we hide. But what we have, we want to show. And if we don't have something, we close the door and we don't talk. But if we have something, we want to show it. But that wealth won't come with us when we go. In fact, frankly, the wealth will go to the people who are living now. Our sons, our daughters, they benefit. We don't take with us. The third is our friends and relatives. They are well wishes. Without them today, taking care of such a difficult situation is very difficult. If Prabhu was alone in the house now, it is very difficult. But if everyone comes together and lovingly we are together in a difficult time, then everyone becomes peaceful. But even then, when we are going to leave, our relatives, friends, they won't come with us. They can't. They have their obligations too. But the fourth wife is actually the soul. The soul and the subtle body is the only companion that we will take with us. Nothing else we can take. It is only the soul who is going to go back to Krishna. Therefore, if we know this, then we will become peaceful in our life. Today I have something. Tomorrow if it goes, it is up to Krishna. It is not up to me. In any case, I am a caretaker. That's all I can be. But beyond that, what can I have? This is very important point for us. Unfortunately, in this world, whatever we have, we want more. And that is the source of unhappiness. When that comes, Prabhus and Matajis, there is no end to it. The second point to come us, to bring us to Krishna, is to remember that Krishna is the Lord of everything. He is. He is the Lord of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo pravartate iti matva. Krishna is source of material and spirit. Matter and spirit belong to Krishna. Nothing really belongs to us. If we remember that, we will be safe. In fact, we will be peaceful also. Peaceful. Of course, don't use this argument to say, if I fail my exam, don't go to your father and say, what to do? It's Krishna's will. Everything belongs to Krishna. Right? I can't do very well. I tried, but I can't do. This is very favorable arguments for the wrong reasons. What we should know if we do this is that we should know that we should try our best. We should be honest in our heart that we are trying to connect to Krishna. I'm a lawyer by profession. And there are 100,000 lawyer jokes I know of. But one lawyer joke I really like, my Guru Maharaj quoted it one day in Juhu, Bombay. He said one time, you know, this lawyer didn't have many clients. So one client walked in, he's going to walk in. So he thought, better I look busy. You know, otherwise he may think, what kind of lawyer is this? He's not busy, may not be very effective. So he picked up the phone and he started talking. No one was on the phone, but he just behaved like he was talking to a client. And then this man comes in, he says, sit down, I'm quite busy. And he talks. He's creating a favorable impression. Man very patiently sits down, waits and waits and waits. Lawyer thinks, okay, I think I've created enough of an impression. Now I'll put the phone down and ask him, how can I help you? Puts the phone down, how can I help you? Man says, I'm from the telephone company. Your phone line's not working. Come to fix it, actually. This is what Bhagavatam says as materially embarrassing. This is absolute embarrassment for the living entity. So if you're not honest to Krishna, Krishna will expose you. He will expose you. In the most comical of ways, He will expose you. But if you're honest with Krishna, sincere, that from today, I want to be connected to Krishna. I will chant, I will read, and by doing that, generations before me and generations after me will become connected to Krishna. Because Prabhuji and family are devotees, generations before them and generations after them will take up this and they will be peaceful and they will be happy. Mother has left, but she has left a legacy. It is up to us now to take up that legacy. If we really love someone, the best way to prove to them is to act on it. That is important. That means we become connected. So this point we must always remember and never forget. So I end by remembering one very important point. If you want to connect to Krishna, Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita tells us this. Nothing belongs to us. Mother is mother, but finally she is part and parcel of the Lord. And whatever comes from the Lord must eventually go back to Him. And if we want to ensure that our parents, our families, our loved ones go back to Krishna, then the best way to do that is become connected to Krishna now. Be honest. Touch your heart and say that I want peace. Don't cheat Krishna, because that means that you will ultimately cheat yourself. If you don't cheat Krishna, Krishna will be very kind to you and He will take care of you. We always think, Prabhus and Matajis, that we are taking care of ourselves, our family, our children. And we think that if I spend a bit of time with Krishna, then I'm going to lose something. But Krishna says in 9:22, and I conclude with this verse. Remember this verse. Ananyas chintayantumam ye janaha paryupasate. These two lines are very important for us to know. Ananyas chintayantumam. Those who are connected and who do not have anyone else but Krishna as first priority. To them, very importantly, if we take up nice devotional service, desham nitya abhiyukta nam yoga shemam vahami aham. whatever that you lack in your life now, Krishna will give. He will fill it. And whatever you have, Krishna will preserve. So you don't lack anything then. Whatever you lack, He will give. And whatever you do not, whatever you already have, He will preserve. You don't need to worry. Huh? I remember this very nice story. You all know Akbar, Emperor Akbar? Very powerful emperor. He had a court jester known as Birbal. You may have read in comics, you know, Birbal has very witty man. One time, Akbar and Birbal decided to travel the kingdom. And they decided that let's go and see how the kingdom is doing. So they went in disguise. They went into a forest, got lost, became very tired. And it was 7 in the evening. And they were hungry. Birbal sat down, took out his japa mala and started chanting. Akbar stood up and said, Birbal, we have to go and find some prasad. Let's go and eat something. Birbal said, this is my time with Lord Ram. I'm doing Ram Nam. Don't disturb me now. He said, Ram Nam is not going to fill up your stomach, you know. You have to go and find some food. Be practical, man. So Birbal said, Lord, you do what you want. I have faith in my Lord. If it is time to be connected to Krishna, I will be connected to Krishna. So he did that. So Birbal, Akbar said, all right, I'm going to go and I will try my best to find some food. If you don't want to eat, that's up to you. So then what happened? Then Akbar went all around. Finally, he found a village. And with great difficulty, he went there. He had to convince them, I'm actually Akbar. No one believed him because he was in disguise. But finally, he managed to get a simple meal. After taking a simple meal, he thought, why don't I be considerate and pack some food for this poor Birbal? Foolish fellow, sitting there thinking that he can get food. If not for me, he wouldn't get the food. So he packed some food and he brought it back for Birbal. Birbal had just finished chanting Ram Nam. He put it down. Akbar comes up to him. Akbar says, see Birbal, you might think you are practical, but who's the practical one? I went to get food and you were sitting down and chanting. And Birbal said, that's very good. Because I chanted Lord Ram's name, Lord himself supplied nice food. He made you walk the extra mile. He made you do all the work. And I could remember him. My daily appointment with Krishna was never forgotten. And by that, yoga shemam vahami aham. So please, don't miss your daily appointment with Krishna. Every day, put aside some time for Krishna. Everyone will benefit. That is real peace. That is real happiness. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai
Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai.
Itai Gaura Prem. Chandrakant Prabhu, thank you very much for inviting us.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
We pray, you know, for Mataji. We know and we are very sure that there is no loss in devotional service. And because of that, Maharaj always says, we should never be morose. We should be enthusiastic. And we should always remember that no one actually has left us, no one actually belongs to us. Everyone is servant of Krishna. Are there any questions, any points that anyone wants to raise?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, we have a very senior devotee here, Hare Ram Siddhas.
Hare Paul Prabhuji.
Optician, just coming to a little example about appointments. I think Devaki mentioned about appointments. You know appointments? When do you keep appointments? A doctor? No, you are very fitting man. Dentist? Anybody been to a dentist? Appointment is an appointment, ne? Look at the fine courage, ne? Optician is judge courage? Any appointment is put down? So what his point is, after you pass an appointment, Krishna ni appointment. Any appointment is not funny. એટલું સિરિયસલી લેવાનું કૃષ્ણાર્ન એસ્પેશલી આ ટાઈમે આપણે જઈએ ને તો એમના આત્માને શાંતિ મળે અને આપણા આત્માને શાંતિ આત્માને શાંતિ નથી પણ યુ નો વોટ આઈ મીન આપણે કૃષ્ણ ડિવોશનલ સર્વિસ કરીએ તો બધાને ફાયદો થાય ધ વન હુ ડઝ પ્રેક્ટિસ ધ વન હુ હિયર્સ એન્ડ યુ હરી રામ સર વુડ યુ લાઈક ટુ મેક એની કોમેન્ટ ટેક ધ
Okay.
Oh. I don't know what the talk was about, so... Okay. I just missed a piece. Sorry.
So, we end with 5 minutes, okay?
Kirtan, I think, we would like to leave about 9, because Maharaj is not around that much. So, if we leave now, we'll reach there by half past. But Maharaj can take us. with the permission, no, it's in the company. Is that all right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So we'll continue up to 9 o'clock. 10 minutes. Come, voice.
Try important. So we should chant this loudly and sincerely to Krishna. We pray for the well-being of my family.